I haven't, you
yeah,
know,
we have okay. Mike, we have
so
Mike.
I thought it was going to be very hard to actually give a talk after the talk that was just given, which was amazing. But I didn't know I was going to do that without any slides for you to see. So that adds like an extra dimension to it. Yay! We're going to talk about, you're going to be able to see the slides later on. We're going to talk about the attestations, right? And to talk about the attestations, what we have to talk about is the requirements when, as a manufacturer, you have to integrate a component into your product. And there are essentially two key things that you have to do. The first thing is you have to do due diligence when you do this, and I'll get into what that means. And the second thing is you have to handle your vulnerability obligations throughout the whole life cycle of your own product for all of your dependencies, right? And for open source, that includes not only your own your direct dependencies, but all of your transitive dependencies. So due diligence. Due diligence is essentially, God, this is really hard to do without you being able to watch the slides. So due diligence is what you have to do to avoid compromising the cybersecurity of your own product, right? And what's important is when you bring in a component, you do not have that component does not itself have to meet all of the requirements of the CRA. And what's also very important is that the level of due diligence has to be proportionate to the risk of the component itself, but also how you're integrating that component into your own product, and so your own product itself. And your vulnerability handling obligations, so that's the second part, they apply to your product in its entirety, including, of course, all of its components. So you're going to have to handle vulnerability issues throughout the whole life cycle. Okay, so there are essentially four ways that manufacturers can meet the obligations that they have when they include components. The first way is to do everything in-house, right? And that obviously is a lot of work when you have to consider all transitive dependencies. The second is essentially to rely on a supplier that packages the open source components for you and handles all of those obligations themselves. That's not going to be available in every industry, but this is clearly a business model in some places, especially in IoT. The third option is to rely on stewards. The concern with this is stewards are only offering a tiny bit of what's required in the integration process. They're not there to help with due diligence, and their vulnerability handling obligations are much smaller than yours as a manufacturer. And so the manufacturer remains responsible also for the transitive dependencies, even for a stewarded project. And so it's also important to note that most projects are not stewarded, right? If you look at the data, the difference between open source projects that are used in large scale products and the ones that are stewarded are orders of magnitude, right? I would have the numbers up here for you, but you'll have to look at them on the slide deck. And so in the CRA, there's this notion of security attestations that's defined in Article 25, whose purpose is precisely to help manufacturers deal with the due diligence requirements. And they emerged as the need to essentially move the security left, to shift security left back to the components, back to the open source projects, if you will, where it makes more sense to do and where it scales better, in exchange, provide mechanisms to support financially the projects that would step up to issue attestations. It can be thought of as an open source equivalent to the CE mark. Of course, those remain voluntary. And what's also important to note is that they can be issued not only by maintainers or stewards, but essentially by the integrators, the manufacturers themselves, or by